tonight we're going to be going on to the next hoop, Sukkim and Ashrei. And it's really appropriate because tonight we learn the Hey of Ashrei. We have the Pasuk of Hadar Kvod Hodecha V'divrei Neflosecha Asicha. And we know that tonight is Pesach Sheni. And tonight begins the week of Hod. And we talk about this attribute of Hod right here in this Pasuk. Hadar Kvod Hodecha V'divrei Neflosecha Asicha. What's David HaMelech mean? Hadar Kvod Hodecha. Hadar means the beauty, right? Pre-Eitz Hadar. When we talk about the beauty of an esrog, we refer to it as a pre-Eitz Hadar, a fruit of a beautiful fruit of the tree, and that's an esrog. So Hadar means beauty. Kavod means glory and honor. Hodecha, what is Hod? So the Malbim has a very interesting perspective here. The Malbim says that Hod, he says, is the penimius of all aspects, the oros ne'elamim, and the hidden lights. That's what Hod is. Hod is the beauty that's inside, the glory that's inside. So David HaMelech in this pasuk tells us, Hadar kevod hodecha, v'divrei neflosecha asicha, that David HaMelech says that hodecha, your inner beauty, God, the hidden lights, hadar kvod hodecha, I can see their external expressions. Hadar is external beauty. Kavod is external glory, external honor that you can see. So David HaMelech is telling us that what is he going to be speaking of? Hadar kvod hodecha. He says that I speak of the beauty and the glory of the inner lights that we have no true comprehension of, but at least the external expression, David HaMelech says, that I can appreciate. Hadar kavod hodecha. That at least what I can see, what I can appreciate, the externalities that I'm going to speak of and I'm going to praise. It is interesting, of course, how the Malbim defines Hod as being the oros ne'elamim, the hidden lights, an inner beauty, because this is the week of Hod, as we said, this is the week of Aaron HaKohen. And of course, Aaron HaKohen was the one who loved everyone. Aaron HaKohen, how did he love everyone? Because he saw the true essence of everyone. He saw the Hod. He saw that inner beauty, the Oros Ne'elamim, as the Malbim said, the hidden lights. And so Hadar Kvod Hodecha, David HaMelech is saying that it is, I can give praise and speak of the external beauty, the external glory, that really, David HaMelech is saying, I understand it's just an expression of your Hod. It's all an expression of this inner beauty and of this inner honor and of this of these oros ne'elamim, these hidden lights. But then the pasuk says, continues, v'divrei neflosecha asicha, v'divrei neflosecha, and the wondrous things that you do from a pella, something that's a wonder to us, asicha, I will speak of as well. So David HaMelech is telling us here that from the things that I can see, I'm just going to speak of. The difference, even the wonders that, again, when God performs these amazing wonders, that we have no comprehension of how they really work. We don't understand them to any significant degree. But yet David HaMelech says, you know what? Asicha, this is what my conversation is going to be about. And many Mefarshim point out that this Lashon of Sicha, this expression of Sicha, means like conversation. It doesn't mean David HaMelech is going to be giving great speeches. David HaMelech is saying that a Jew, the regular conversation is about Hadar Kvod Hodecha, is about these beautiful manifestations of God's hidden light. It's about God's wonders that he performs for the whole world. That is, and for the individual, Asicha, David HaMelech is saying, this is what I'm going to speak of, and this is what we have to speak of. And of course, this is the famous Chazal. We hear the word Sicha, and we know the famous Chazal that Yafa Sichasan Shel Avdei Avos, Yosa Mitarasan Shel Benehem. We know it's a famous Medrash in Parshas Chayisara, that the Torah goes on in such a lengthy discussion, a lengthy narrative, excuse me, about Eliezer searching for a wife for Yitzchak Avinu. He finds Rivka, and not only does it tell us the story, but it tells us Eliezer's retelling the story to Bisuel, to Rivka's father, to Lavan, to Rivka's brother. Why? So much of Torah, so many halachos, you learn Gemara, you see so many halachos we learn from an extra vav, an extra word here, and yet the Torah goes, boom, goes tens and tens of extra psukim, like 20 extra psukim, so many, hundreds of extra words, telling us a story that we know already just to hear Eliezer recounting it. Why? So Chazal tell us, Yafasi chasan shel avdei avos, because the regular conversation of the servants of the avos is in some ways greater, more instructive than the Torah of their children. What does that mean? So Mefarshim bring down that when Eliezer speaks to Besuel and to Lavan, what does he say? He says that he constantly, in conversations with Besuel and Lavan, is telling them. It doesn't just say, oh yeah, and I happened to meet Rivka. He's saying, Hashem did this. Fashem beirach hasadoni ma'od. He's saying that Avram, it doesn't say that Avram, oh, he's very wealthy, successful businessman. It says, Hashem blessed my master with everything. A person could see that is minimizing the greatness of Avram. Right? Eliezer's saying, yeah, not that Avram's such a great businessman. Hashem bless him. No. He recognized where it's from, and so too later on in Pasuk Mem Dalet in Perek Chaf Dalet 24:44, he says, "He ha isha asher hochiach Hashem leben Adoni." Talking about Rivka, doesn't say that I'm such a great judge of character. He says, "And Hashem made it clear that this is the shidduch for Ben Adoni." And over, this is what we find. We find that the sicha in Eliezer's regular conversation, not with Grace at Tzadikim, not with holy people, with lowlives, with the soul and Lavan, but yet he's always talking about Hashem. And we know, of course, that certainly this is what Yaakov Avinu does. Even when Yaakov Avinu is confronted by Esav in Parshas Vayishlach, and he's asked, "Mi elelcha? Who are these? Who are these kids? Who are all these people?" And what does Yaakov respond? "Hayiladim asher chanan Elokim esavdecha." These are the children that Hashem has been gracious with me, to bless me with, right? And we know that this is, of course, how Yitzchak is almost tipped off when Yaakov dresses, right, with the Seir Izim, with the goat skin, and Rivka prepares the food to bring the food to Yitzchak to get the blessings. We know what tips Yitzchak off. In 1 second, is this really my son Esav? Because when Yitzchak says to Yaakov, "How are you here so quick?" He said, "Hashem made the food come. Hashem made it come to my hand." And Yitzchak's like, "One second, that's not how Esav talks." And he says, Kol Yaakov, Adayim Adai Esav. The voice is the voice of Yaakov. It doesn't mean his voice, Yaakov, is a higher pitch than Esav. It means the words that he's using, these are the words of Yaakov, not of my son Esav. And who learns it from Yaakov? We know, of course, Yosef. When Yaakov asks Yosef in the beginning of Aichi, who are these children? Who are Menashe and Ephraim? Again, he also says, these are the children that Hashem blessed me with. As I say, these are macho. These are the children that Hashem blessed me with. But we know even more so when we talk about Yosef HaTzadik, Mefarshim point out that Yosef HaTzadik, his master, Potiphar, says, right, we know in Parshas Vayeshev, what does it say about Potiphar? Potiphar recognizes Ve'yar Adonov ki Hashem ito. His master saw, Potiphar saw that Hashem was with Yosef. How does he see that Hashem is with Yosef? What does that mean? Potiphar wasn't a particularly spiritual individual. What does it mean? He saw this glow around Yosef. He saw a halo around Yosef. No. The Medrash tells us what happened. You know what happened? Yosef would go in to serve Potiphar, and what would he be saying? This is the words of the Medrash I have here. He says he saw that when Yosef would come in, Yosef would be saying words, and he would say to Yosef, are you like cursing me? Are you pulling some sorcery on me? And Yosef said, no, I'm praying to God. He said, Ani mispalel she'em tzachen beinecha. I'm praying to my God that I should find graciousness in your eyes. And what was the tefillah? Ribon ha'olam, atahu b'tchuni, you are the one that I put my trust in. Titneni l'chein l'chesed l'rachem b'yenecha, uv'yeinu kol rai, uv'yeinu potifar adoni. May I find grace and kindness and mercy in your eyes, in Hashem, in the eyes of all who see me, and in the eyes of Potiphar, my master. Meaning when Yosef is going in to serve Potiphar, he's davening to Hashem that Hashem should make it that Potiphar appreciates Yosef, and he finds kindness in Potiphar's eyes. And this is why Potiphar recognizes that Hashem ito, that Hashem is with Yosef HaTzadik. And that's why we know when Ashes Potiphar makes that outrageous claim that Yosef, you know, raped her, took advantage of her, Potiphar knows it's not true. He knows it's not true. because he saw Hashem ito. He knew that it wasn't true. He knew his wife was lying, Chazal tell us, that Yosef didn't do this to Eishes Potiphar. And this that we see from Eliezer Eved Avram, this that we see from Yaakov Avinu, this we see from Yosef HaTzadik, that Asicha, in their regular conversations, Hashem is there. So this is something actually that the Chazon Ish writes about. And I wanted to share with you the words of the Chazon Ish. Rav Avraham Yishayahu Karelitz, one of the great tzaddikim and Torah leaders in Israel in the 20th century, in a multi-volume work about him known as Maisa Ish, in the second volume, they bring down that the Chazon Ish said that Emuna, it's not enough, he says. We talk about working on Emunah. Chazon Ish wrote a book, Emunah and Bitachon, of course. He says it's not enough when we talk about having faith. It doesn't mean just to know and to clarify one time that there's a God and God runs the world. But he writes, Ela yesh tzarech l'chazek emunah b'temidus yom yom. A person has to constantly, every day, strengthen their faith in Hashem. And eich mischazkim b'emunah, how do we strengthen our faith? Hu al yedei shemisraglim sh'al kol davar hanitzrach la'adam yachdim lo tfila. He says he's giving us practical advice. Of course we make brachos, and of course we daven, and these are all good ways of building up our faith. But we know he'emanti ki adaber, as one of the early Slonim or Tzadikim says, that I have faith because I speak of it. And the Chazon Ish says, you know what you should do if you want to work on your faith in God? And again, there's something that we can do. How? Get yourself used to, before doing anything that you need, saying a prayer. Sheyifne el haribon shalom, you should turn to Hashem, v'yivakesh hadavar mimeni yisbarach. And you should ask Hashem, kigon, he gives an example. If you need na'alayim, if you need shoes, tagid is what you should say. The Chazon Ish says, ribon shalom, master of the world, I need shoes. I'm just translating. He goes, I need shoes. Please make me, Hashem, prepare the money for me and the proper place that I can find the shoes that are appropriate for me. And so, and then he says, when you buy the shoes, say that you should say, thank you, Hashem, that you gave me the money and the store and the ability to buy these shoes. And the Chazon Ish writes that a person who does this all the time, a person is misragel bekach, he says, you're going to be mechazik your emunah, turn to Hashem. And he says, believe anyone who does this, and for every little thing, kikatan, kigadol, whether it's a small thing, like it's a big thing, you ask Hashem, you daven to Hashem. Through this, you will achieve a koach otzam. He writes, an unbelievable power. Sheemunasam haisa chushes. Your faith is going to be palpable. Chush means that you can sense it. Your faith is going to be so real to you. The more you do this, and this is the avoda of divrei niflosecha asicha, of hadar kivod hodecha v'divrei niflosecha asicha, that when it's our sicha, when it's our conversation, that we're constantly just talking about all of the good, the hadar, the beauty, and the honor. Again, hodcha, the hidden, the inner lights that we can't even really perceive, but we speak of it. But divrei niflosecha, the wonders that Hashem does for us. And this continues into the next pasuk. Because in the next pasuk, David HaMelech, ve'ezuzna resecha yomeru, that they are going to speak of ve'ezuzna, what is ve'ezuzna resecha yomeru? What is that? So that is a lashon of double O's. O's means strength. Hashem O's lamo yitain, that Hashem will give his nation strength. The Zuzner Asach Yameru, the Sfarno, and the Metzudas Tzion, they say that it's a Lashon of, and Metzudas David, that it, the Zuz is a double O's, double strength. So David HaMelech here is saying, the Zuzner Asach Yameru, you know, the nations of the world, you know what they're going to talk about? They're going to talk about the power of your wondrous things that you did. That's what the nations of the world are going to talk about. But David HaMelech says, you know what I'm talking about? You know what every Jew should talk about? Ugedulos chasaprena. I'm going to tell of the gedula. Gedula, we know, is chesed, of Hashem's kindness to us. And this is what David HaMelech, again, Vezuznar Sach Yameru follows from the pasuk before, if Hadar Kvoda Decha V'Divrei Neflasecha Sicha, that we're always just talking, we're just conversing, whether it's with ourself, as Chazonish says, to say to yourself, or whether just in conversations with others, you're always going to be talking about Hashem. And I think I told this story more than once, that my Italian barber, Rani, who's in his 80s, who looks like he's in his 50s, I mean, the guy won bodybuilding championships years ago, is still much better shape than I'm in, Rani, right? So he one time was getting a haircut, and he said, Rabbi, you know what I realized, Rabbi? People ask me, how you doing, Rani? And I keep saying, thank God. And the other day, someone said to me, Rani, why are you all of a sudden thanking God? How are you saying thank God? Why are you saying, how you doing? He's saying thank God. And he stopped, and he thought, you know what I told him, Rabbi? I thought about it, and I said, because my rabbi thanks God whenever I ask him. So I guess I'm Ronnie's rabbi. I'm a rabbi to Roman Catholic non-Jew, but evidently he made me his rabbi. So I have one non-Jewish balabas. So Ronnie said that, you know, he thanks God because he learned it from me. So this is what the difference of Lasecha Asicha, that we're just going to talk in our conversations. Thank God, Baruch Hashem, we're doing well, Baruch Hashem. We've made it through a very tumultuous year, and we hope that things are coming. And again, it always has to be. And there's a famous Shlach Kaddish, we've learned about this in Parshas Baloscha. But this is what the follow-up pasuk is. Vezuznar Sech Yameir, what they're going to talk about, what's going to impress them, is the big things, is seeing God's might, his double might. In some say, you know, what's with the double might? Some say in the upper world, in the lower world, in the Malchus Yisrael, in Malchus Ta'ara, meaning All over God's might in the wondrous things that he does. But David HaMelech says, Ugdulascha asapran adalsh. You know what I'm going to talk about, Hashem? I'm going to talk about all of the simple chesed that you do for me. Gdulascha asapran. Those are big to me. As the Chazonish said, the shoes, that I have shoes. Think about the next thing that you're buying for yourself. What are you? Is it going to be coffee from the store tomorrow morning, bagel store? Stop and think, thank you, Hashem, they gave me the money to buy this coffee at the bagel store. And again, the simple things, Gulas Chasaprena, these two very beautiful psukim that David HaMelech is telling us to appreciate the things that we can see, to the things that we can understand, and understand that they're just a revelation of so much that's hidden that we don't see. But yet at the same time, Norasecha Yomer, that V'divrei Neflasecha Asicha, and also Gdulas Chasaprana. Understand that the big things, we have to, even the littlest things, we have to appreciate, and it has to be part of our daily conversation, and we have to tell others, and we have to speak about it. That's what means Sipur, to tell it over. So these two psukim, again, every pasuk of Ashrei, incredible, incredible lessons. And I hope in your homework this week, we can learn to appreciate what these two psukim are telling us, and that this should flow over way beyond the boundaries of davening. This shouldn't only be in davening, Chevra. This should be throughout the day. To ourself, we're talking, we're being mispal Tashem, and we're talking Tashem throughout the day. Asicha, the Sicha, our regular speech, our regular conversations, are all about the Eivishter, and all about the Gdulas Chasaprana, telling over the Chesed that Hashem does for us. Okay, have a great week, and please make your davening that much more meaningful, and all our conversations and all our diburim that much more elevated and holy. Have a great week, everyone.